Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to June 2021. I believe this is episode number 14. And I thank you for being with me here. I had an awareness recently, one that had me realize that I've been communicating with plants for my entire life. I never understood why it was so easy for me to grow pretty much anything. But now, given this information, it makes perfect sense. Because the plants, who are not separate from us, were pinging me, sending me messages to say they needed water, or this is how we correct that deficiency, or I've got bugs, this is what we need to do, this is how to make things better. And I've always simply followed my innate sense of knowing what to do. And I see an incredible parallel between my landscape, the gardens in my yard, and my journey of awakening. Prior to my being divorced, which is now 14 years ago, I grew beautiful gardens, produced food for my family, and I had a nice landscape. And about the time that I went through my divorce, I quit growing food. My raspberry garden failed. So many things just fell away in my landscape. In the winter, it froze so hard that I lost many of my perennial plants. And perhaps 4 years ago or so, I felt the surge of energy that said, revisit your garden space, reclaim it. Remove those plants that are not going to sustain any part of life in your garden. Reclaim it and work with nature to make it magical again. So I did the work. I stopped using the tiller. I allowed the worms and all of the soil biology to effectively create the perfect soil structure for my garden plants. I learned how to restore the health of my soil. I've allowed weeds to come in where they find soil deficiencies, to allow them to reclaim what a cultured plant cannot from the soil. And as soil structure improves, the weeds go away, and the plants that I placed there are thriving. I've learned that to create balance in the garden requires me to let go of the need to control every aspect of what's happening there, to allow nature in, to be less concerned that things are in neat and tidy rows, and to be more aware of which plants adore growing near to each other. to make sure there's enough that if the cabbage worms want one of the cabbage plants, I'm okay with that. Because then there's more birds in my yard who need the bugs to feed their babies and themselves. There is a beautiful synergy that happens in my landscape. And I know without question that it's a direct reflection of my having done the work to my energetic system to do the work to let go of the densities, to clear out the old programming, the societal conditioning, those things that we've been carrying for far too long. And as I did the work to bring in more of my pure energy, my gardens became a direct reflection of this, so much so that I had a friend who had never been in my backyard before, and last year when she walked through, she gasped. And she stated out loud how magical it felt to be in my yard space, to see all of the things that were growing there, and simply to feel, to tangibly feel the magic that was happening there between the birds and the bees and the butterflies and the plants and the other creatures that move through, rabbits and squirrels, chipmunks. We're all working together now. Because you can't remove one component of an ecosystem and expect it to thrive. And the same works for you, the same is true for you. And you're not alone, this is true for every human on earth. We've been so separated from knowing who we truly are for far too long. And this ascension process is giving us the opportunity to reclaim our power, to reclaim our remembrance of ourselves as divine beings of light, to do the work, no different than tending to your gardens, but to tend to the garden of your heart, to cultivate you. It's no small coincidence that my favorite place to play is in the garden. It was my gardens and the things that have taken place there over the past 3 or 4 years that allowed me to step into my full power. And I'm nearly there and super proud of myself. And the work hasn't been easy. And I've made the choice in every moment that I could to quicken the pace, to move things along faster by finding the right mentors to take me forward, to help me see where I was stuck in a pattern or a loop, where I was still carrying energy that wasn't my own. I haven't walked this path alone. I chose to walk it with mentors who could help me get to this point of moving forward in my full power. Right now, at this perfect time, because I don't want to miss a minute of the life of abundance that my soul came here to live. And as I see in my yard an abundance of raspberries preparing themselves for my family right now, an abundance of blueberries, I know in my heart that my life of abundance is here. and there is no requirement to ask for help from someone, because you will still arrive at your own pace and in your own way and in the perfect time. But I do invite you, if you're seeking to advance your growing skills, if you're seeking to advance your level of energy mastery, to fine-tune your frequency no matter what it is that you do, no matter which area of life your focus is on, I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to help you in your own way reclaim all of your light. To call back all of your power. To help you reach the fifth dimension of consciousness as quickly as possible. Everything I do with Mother Earth as my partner. She is me, and I am you. We are all one. And if you're called at all to want to know more about working with me, please reach out. Utilize the email address that's provided with this podcast. hello@livewithvigor.com. I'm here to restore Eden on this planet. And I know without a doubt that Eden is being restored through our hearts. Those who commit to doing the work to allow Eden to come from within themselves together, we will restore Eden on this planet. Eden is bliss. Eden is taking a step forward in any moment, knowing that you are being guided by your soul. Eden is no judgment, not of anyone, not of yourself. Eden is wealth in every area of your life. Eden is moving past money concerns. Money is only an energy, which is amplified when you choose to raise your own frequency. Eden is relationships without compromise on either part. Eden is joy and play and fun and laughter. Eden is a life of intention. Eden is love. Eden is everything that you've ever dreamed of. It's a very personal experience. And as you choose to do the work to bring forth Eden in your heart, you make this possible for many more people around you. You and your gardens, I love you so much. I look forward to talking with you again very soon.